From Britain comes a warning against a widespread practice here, the prescription of some of the newer antidepressants for children. British health officials say that the risks of suicide and agitation outweigh the potential benefits of such drugs as Paxil and Zoloft. They say only Prozac should be prescribed to children. Dr. Richard Gorman is chairman of the Committee on Drugs of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He's in Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. Gorman, do you share the concerns of the British regulatory agency that issued this recommendation?
Both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Food and Drug Administration share these concerns. The data that so far has been shared from the British studies is disturbing, if not definitive. It appears that, at least for some children who are taking Zoloft or Paxil, there is an increased incidence of more wide mood swings and more suicidal ideation. And there are certainly case reports of children who have committed suicide while on these medications.
What age children are we talking about, and at what age do such prescriptions start becoming common?
Major depressive disorder is a common and serious problem in adolescence, and the lack of any effective medicine made pediatricians, child psychiatrists, and other mental health providers eager to use this class of agents when it became available. Children probably between the ages of 6 and 18 years of age are diagnosed with depression. More towards the older age ranges, from 15 to 18, mm-hmm. are diagnosed with depression and treated with these medications.
Now, the British warning exempts Prozac, but it includes the observation that as far as the British are concerned, Prozac may help at best only one child in 10. Does that square with either research or experience in the U.S.?
It depends on how you read the data. And to give you the sort of scientist answer, the difference between people who are treated with placebo for major depressive disorder and the people who are treated with Prozac or Paxil is relatively small, but it's statistically significant and clinically very apparent when it does work. So a 1 in 10 chance in some ways sounds small, but in other ways offers a major therapeutic advantage to 10% of the people who try it.
Dr. Gorman, when we talk about this class of drugs and the difference between prescribing them to an adult and a child, what is it that is different about a child here that raises a different caution? Is it just that kids are smaller, that they're developing? What's the different issue?
I'm not really sure if there is a difference in terms of this particular adverse event. The risk of suicide in adults may be equal to the risk of suicide in children and adolescents. I'm not sure it has been looked at or looked for as carefully.
Do you find in your own practice or in conversation with other pediatricians that the trend is to be a little bit more conservative about these prescriptions, or to say, I'm still committed very much to using these drugs, given how effective they can be? What's the reaction you sense?
Talk about being caught between a rock and a hard place. Parents bring their teenagers in because they're depressed. They know about these medications, and they know that they're effective for most children. Pediatricians also know that they're effective, but now are forced to temper their effectiveness with concerns about adverse events such as agitation and suicide. In any clinical situation, there's a weighing of risks versus benefit, therapeutic benefit versus risks of the medicine. And I think that becomes an individual decision made between the physician, their patient, and the medical condition they're trying to treat.
Well, Dr. Gorman, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Richard Gorman is chairman of the Committee on Drugs of the American Academy of Pediatrics.